Now, Jamal Murray's in the lane. He puts it up and in. Murray, off the window, got it. Got Murray. Murray's got the matchup, goes right by Markkanen for a moment. Now Jokic underneath to Murray. What a beautiful dish. Murray's got it. Collins on him. He should be able to go by him. Now Jokic.
Alley-oop. Yes! Gordon flying.
Long pass, Porter. Great feed inside to the cutting Jokic.
Always catch the ball in transition. Look to the basket first. And you got a shot at drive.
A pass into Gordon. Right under the basket. Puts it up and in. So Aaron Gordon. Murray shaking, baking. Falling back. Got it. Peyton Watson. Nope.
And Najee.
Oh, Zeke Najee.
At that time, Christian Brown had it. He's got it again. Bounce pass to Gordon
is brilliant.
So we're up high as Jokic drills the three. Jokic in the lane, little hook shot. That's good. Hand off KCP. He's got a good look.
Nails it.
Porter. The Nuggets need a jumper and they get one.
Yes, they do.
Porter's in the lane. Put it up and in nicely amongst the trees. Murray. Give it to Zeke.
And Zeke powers it up and in. And a foul.
Murray's going to corkscrew right here. There it is. And there it is. For the shoot, Jokic. Going to be a hook shot coming in. Softly rolls it home. Jokic has it. Give it to Christian. Christian on the run.
Scoop it up and in. Christian Brown.
Murray for three.
Got it.
Jokic inside. Put it up and in.
Oh, and one.
Basket counts foul. The Nuggets get the W. 110 on 102.
You know what that sounds like, Angel? You know what it sounds like? Sounds like an undefeated October. Denver Nuggets 4-0, only four games in the month of October, but still undefeated. Only 4-0 team in the league right now. Nikola Jokic gets another triple-double, barely. Now, wait. Yeah, he got it. They wanted to give him a steal, but that was a shot. He comes down with it last second, gets the triple-double. 27 points, 11 assists, 10 boards. And the Nuggets, hey, listen, it wasn't exactly pretty, but 110-102, Nuggets get the win. Now we move on to November, see what this thing looks like. But, hey, what can you say about this team? There's no hangover. There's no chance. I mean, we've already answered that question. You know, first week of the season, first week and a half, whatever, first four or five games, you're going to be looking closely for that. And Denver just kind of picking up right where they left off. Some exciting things about this game. I got to hand it to Zeke Najee. That guy is aggressive, playing great defense, starting to see the stats come over too. For his efforts. Peyton Watson feels like he's getting going a little bit more. 15 minutes, 5 points for him and two boards. But our guy, Julian Strother, he only had 4 points, Angel. But you know what I look at when I look at rookie players? And I said this about Jamal Murray when he was a rookie. Do they have that look? Christian Brown, I'm going to say it. He didn't have that look. He had the energetic, I'm going to go out, play defense, I'm going to rebound, I'm going to do the dirty things in order to get some minutes. But offensively, he didn't really have that look. He still, you know, he had 9 points last night. That was nice to see. Finally hit a three-pointer. Strother has that look. He has the feel. That little floater, that little floating shot that he has, that he perfected that at Gonzaga, that just shows me kind of his confidence level. Again, 4 points. He was 0-for-2 from the three-point line. I said this about Jamal when he was a rookie, and I got roasted for it. I said, Jamal looks good when he misses. And what I mean by that is the confidence is there. The shots are smart shots. The timing, he's not forcing anything. He's doing it within the flow of the offense, and that's what I like to see with Strother. So the bench unit, giving me reason to at least, I mean, they were spread out. You didn't see one guy off the bench just dominate. You know, Najee with 6, Watson with 5, Jackson with 4, Brown with 9, Strother with 4. But you're seeing those Jokic-less minutes not as, since it's the time of day or time of season, not as terrifying. Happy Halloween, by the way. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's get right to it on Gel. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the night that was, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, Joker triple double. He is now in a three-way tie at fourth place with 107. LeBron James, Jason Kidd, and now Nikola Jokic sitting at 107. Next up is to just jump over that, own the fourth spot. One more of those will do it. Obviously, LeBron James is still playing. Magic Johnson sitting at 138. Is he going to pass it this year? I don't know. It feels like the triple doubles are getting easier and easier for him. So, there, what do you have, 29 last year? It's going to have to have more than that this year to be able to break that and get over Magic Johnson. Oscar Robertson's not happening this year, or probably next year, or maybe the year after that, but should move into that top three territory maybe by the end of the season, or maybe a month or two into next season. Let me say, the bad for me, and again, it's not bad just yet, but Michael Porter Jr. with 8 points, 3 of 8, 2 of 6 from the three-point line, and Michael Malone goes with Christian Brown down the stretch instead of MPJ. Saw some of that in the playoffs with Bruce Brown over MPJ. Now, Michael Malone kind of writing that off as more of a, almost like when he forgot about Aaron Gordon that one time. Almost along those same lines. We'll see. This was the first game where, you know, Porter struggled from the field but also didn't deliver on the stat sheet with other things like rebounds and such. The ugly? How about Devontae Adams? The Raiders lose last night to the Lions. Detroit looked good, man. Whew, they look good. Looks like they bounced right back after getting smoked by the Ravens a week before. But Devontae Adams, I mean, that guy, he's talented as hell. Could be one of the best receivers in the league, but he's not really being treated like it. He's, you know, they're not designing things enough to go to him. And I just wonder what that's going to mean if he's going to, and we got the trade deadline a couple of hours away. Where are we going? What's going to happen there? What are the Broncos going to do? What are the Raiders going to do? If you're the Raiders, do you consider trading Devontae Adams? I mean, the Jimmy Garoppolo thing, yikes. 10 of 21 for 126. How about Jahmyr Gibbs, though, on the other side for the Detroit Lions? 26 carries, 152 yards, and one touchdown, and my goodness, he runs hard. 222 yards rushing for the Lions, and Goff didn't have a bad game either. 272 yards for him. He had a pick six, actually, and a touchdown. But the Lions now 6-2. The Raiders at 3-5. Hey, that was a team in front of the Broncos. If you're in that playoff watch for Denver, I don't know if you really are. But any team that's in front of them, and it is almost all of them right now, anytime they lose and the Nuggets win, there you go. Let's see. What do I got here? Who will take the lead first? Joker or LeBron? Ah, and the triple-double watch? When's the last time LeBron James got a triple-double, Angel? Do we know that? Has he done it this year? I honestly don't know. But I would imagine Joker. I mean, every night, don't you feel like you could do a little parlay bet and throw in 20-plus, you know, 10 rebounds, 10 assists? Don't you feel like you could do that almost every night? Do you feel that way about LeBron these days? I would say Joker's going to take the lead on that first. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Do you know that? When's the last triple-double LeBron?
He had two last year. The last one was in April.
He had two last year?
Yep.
And the last one was April? Okay, so Joker's getting that. Joker's going to soar right on past LeBron and obviously Jason Kidd, because last I checked, coaches can't get triple-doubles. You know, can't do it. Look at this, though. just, I like to do this every once in a while. Look at the record watch for just Nuggets, but where Nikola Jokic is right now on all of these important records in Nuggets history. You've got, field goals, Joker's at 4, behind Carmelo Anthony. You go, like, just some of the big ones, like 2-point field goals. Alex English owns that right now, 8,935. Then it's Dan Issel, then it's Carmelo, then David Thompson. Joker last year cracked the 4,000 mark, so he's moving right up the rankings on that side of things. Hell, three-point field goals, dude. He's at 5th all time at 599. He needs 32 to pass Michael Adams. Then it's J.R. Smith, Will Barton, and Jamal Murray. But the record, defensive rebounds, he owns that. Dan Issel is second now, but he just keeps soaring right on past that. Total rebounds, the one to pay attention to. Dan Issel has 66-30. Joker's at 63-22, so he'll get that one fairly soon. He owns the assist number. He's got that one down easy. In points, Alex English, number one, 21,645. That's going to be a tall task to try to break that one. But Joker should go past everybody else. Joker's at 12,160. Melo, third place, 13,970. Dan Issel is at 16,589. So I just, you see the triple-double thing, and then I just start thinking of all the other records, at least just team-wise with the Nuggets, where Nikola Jokic is going to get to. Triple doubles. I mean, my goodness. No Nugget will probably ever touch that. Fat Lever is second, 43. Joker now at 107. Do you know, Angel? He's a guy you like, doesn't play for the Nuggets anymore. Field goal percentage. Who is the all-time leader for the Nuggets in field goal percentage? Now think about the position. Doesn't play anymore. Or he does play still, just not for the Nuggets. Field goal percentage.
Is it Timofey Mozgov?
No, but you're like in the same.
Kenneth Reed?
Mm-mm. Close, though. You're in the same world.
Yusuf Nurkic?
Another guy you like. You don't really think of him as an offensive threat. You think of him as more of a defensive threat. Michael Malone said at one point 3 or 4 years ago he wished he had like 10 of those guys. Tough defense.
Jeremy Grant?
No. You're gonna be sad when you don't get this.
Andre?
Nope. You're gonna be sad when you don't get this because it's a guy you like.
Plumlee.
Yes, you got it. You got there. Can you believe that? That's funny. It's just funny because all of his shots are just dunks.
Yeah.
So of course that makes sense. But it's like when I look at all these records, I look at Plumlee. I'm like, one of these things is not like the other. So, congratulations to Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. Starting this thing off 4-0. Things that stood out to me last night. 600th game for both Nikola Jokic and Aaron Gordon. Joker triple-double. I talked about in my bad, Christian Brown getting the late nod over MPJ. KCP's defense through four games or three games for some of the teams. KCP, dude, looks like an all-defensive kind of guy, doesn't he? He's that guy you want when you say you want a D and three guy or a wing and three guy. That's him. He is, I think he is the guy that we all, that goes under the radar, obviously, when you're talking about the starting five for the Nuggets. He's always, that's just the way it is. There's certain really good players on teams that just go under the radar. Maybe we should start shining some more light on this dude. How many gold chains has he got now for the old defensive? I know he's got at least two.
Four.
Has he got all four of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's their best defensive player. He is bringing it. And then Julian Strother stood out to me. A few minutes in, just I like the confidence that we're seeing. And I like the Malone's kind of trying to go to him earlier in games. He did at least in this one against the Jazz. So, first four missions, done. Nuggets continue to roll here. And they're sitting with an undefeated record, 4-0. I mean, it's nothing to get that excited about yet, but you should be a little pumped because you're just not seeing any kind of championship hangover. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, they're going to Minnesota. And then the in-season tournament begins for the Nuggets at home against the Dallas Mavericks. I wasn't going to watch the game, but now that it's in the in-season tournament, I'm all in 100%. Of course, I'm just going to watch that game. Now I would just have to do it with a weird-looking court. The more I think about this, and you brought this up yesterday, the 5280 thing, is they should have put the Nuggets logo or the pickaxe or something there instead of 5280. It's almost like they're more proud of the number, the elevation, the sea level thing, above sea level, than they are their actual logo. So I like owning the 5280. I like owning that, putting it on the free throw line, all that stuff, and put it in the visiting locker room. This is how high you are above sea level. I like that stuff. I just don't want it to be like the thing, like the number one thing. And that's what the powers that be think that is pretty special. So they put it on their new shiny floor for the in-season tournament.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to just play with the uniforms that we saw a couple weeks ago, and it's just the uniform as a court.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just, you're stuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, poll question of the day, Tight-Knit Brewing poll question of the day. Biggest rivalry to you? I got some people going off on their rivalries that they like outside of Colorado. I don't really care about that. I mean, what is it? Is it, we got rivalry week here for CSU and Wyoming. And we got the Jack Howell show coming up at noon. You know where he's going with that. But where are you going with that? And I didn't put everything. I don't consider CU-Nebraska rivalry anymore. They don't really play each other that much. CU and CSU is still at least have played each other more often than not, at least season by season. At this stage, that will probably dwindle at some point. Unless they can find a way to rekindle it, which I don't know if primetime would be too excited about rekindling that. Colorado State or Wyoming? And Wyoming? How about Colorado State, Colorado? Broncos, Raiders. Broncos, Chiefs. Nuggets, Lakers. Avalanche, Red Wings. That's an old-timey one there. They will still see each other a couple times a season. Air Force, Army, Air Force, Navy. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Which rivalry do you enjoy, care about the most? Number one, 26% of the Hooligans are saying Colorado State and Colorado. So maybe the recency bias thing is taking hold because that game was so epic, so many people saw it. Second place, Broncos Raiders. People hate the Raiders in this state. 23%. Colorado State and Wyoming, okay, they just went up, just tied with Broncos Raiders. Then we have Avs and Red Wings, then Broncos Chiefs, Air Force Navy, Nuggets Lakers. Maybe they're more of your mindset, Angel. They slayed that dragon, so they don't view him as a Laker. Growing up, a Nuggets fan, seeing Kobe do the things he did to the Nuggets, knowing that it was just so hard to get past them, and God rest Kobe's soul, but there was the Colorado thing with what he got in trouble for and all that. Every time he touched a basketball, he would get booed. There was just a lot of heat there. And then facing them in all of their Western Conference finals. I mean, every time the Nuggets wanted to try to get to a championship, there were the Lakers. So I'm kind of surprised that one's not further up. The one you don't care about at all is the one that's happening this weekend is Air Force and Army. Apparently 1.67% saying Air Force Army. It's like one guy. Just said, you know, it's that game. That game really gets me going. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Happy Halloween, Hooligans. It's already Halloween. And it'll be a cold night. You know, I don't know. My wife, I always look forward to Halloween. I always look forward to the trick-or-treating stuff. And she's like, what are we doing tonight? Are we handing out candy or just want to put a bowl out? Honestly, I don't know what it is, if it's just because it's Tuesday. I'm not really feeling it like I've felt in the past. I might just put a bowl out and say, pick one. Take one, please. I'm not sure. Well, might feel better when the time comes, but might just sit back and watch some baseball tonight. That might be what I do. 25 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Steamway Florida Ceiling, family owned for over 35 years. Check them out online at steamwayfloortoceiling.com. They got a 4,000 square foot showroom. You guys have to check that out. Texter from the 405 on the rivalry question. CSU Wyoming graduated from CSU in 1979. There were some crazy border wars in the 70s and 80s. CU had too much to lose if we beat them back then. All right, so you're going with CU Wyoming. All right, let's get this thing going here. I want to see where you guys are. Biggest, most important rivalry to you as a Colorado sports fan. Angel, I mean, if you guys want to put CU and Nebraska in there, go for it. But that to me, that kind of died when CU went to the Pac-12 and they don't play each other enough. So I know we got that juiced up again this year, but you got to get to the point where you're playing each other every year. And I know CSU and CU are kind of out of that now, but still, over the last few years, they've still played each other quite a bit. We don't have the Rocky Mountain Showdown every year guaranteed, but they've still played each other quite a bit. So for the time being, that's still included in the rivalry. So go ahead and let me know. 678, the Border War and Rocky Mountain Showdown are tied, but as an alum, winning that boot is something special. Angel, I might get up early Thursday. I'll talk to Brohard about this coming up later in the show. And go out Thursday as they do the boot run and all that stuff. They start at Canvas Stadium at 5:30. So I might go out there early and check that out. It'd be cool. It is an underrated rivalry game, and I know people, it's Mountain West and blah, 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 but it's pretty cool up here. You know, and our boy Jack Howell adding some fuel to that fire. Says, you'll hear it on the show. We record the show, by the way. So it's coming up at noon. Just hates Wyoming. Absolutely hates them. And that's what you want to hear from these guys. No question about it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys have a rivalry I'm missing, I did not put CSU Air Force in there. Any reason why? I don't know. Did I forget? Maybe. Or I don't think it's up there with some of these that I view. I'm going with the ones, those of you that follow the show, I create the poll questions and I add the answers in that I think make sense. A lot of times, hooligans, no matter what, like to just be a contrarian and add their own stuff in, even though you know what I'm putting up there is the gold. You guys know that. All right, Colorado State, Colorado. That's still winning. I'm actually surprised by that. Colorado State, Wyoming is second now. So Broncos, Raiders has moved down the mix a little. Broncos, Raiders third. Avalanche, Red Wings is up there. Nuggets, Lakers has moved up a bit. Broncos, Chiefs. Again, nobody seems to care about the Air Force Army one. So, yeah, all right. Go ahead and vote, or you guys can comment. Go vote at theholeshow.com, and we'll see where you guys sit. It's a special Halloween version of the whole show. Angel's gonna maybe fire off a Halloween song or two. I don't know. How many Halloween songs are there? I can think of the Ghostbusters one. Thriller's kind of a Halloween song, but that song kind of works all the time, doesn't it? You hear that throughout the year. It's good. You gonna hand out some candy tonight?
I'll see. I expect a lot of trick-or-treaters in this neighborhood. I don't know.
This is your first year there, right?
It's my first year in this neighborhood.
So you don't know what to expect.
I don't know. There's decorations out in the front door, so I assume we're giving out candy, but it could just be a bowl because their dog, he barks at a lot.
That could scare him.
Yeah, and then every 5 minutes or so, dog starts barking because the doorbell's ringing. So we'll see.
Yeah, when we had our...
He might either way.
When we had our dog, we were like, put the bowl outside. We don't want people coming up because we had a newborn. Or we, you know, he's five now, but wake him up all the time. So we carried that tradition, though. I think it was when he was one. My father-in-law, we would open the garage up, get the heater, go sit, and just kind of sit almost halfway in and out of the garage, put a little table up, kids come up, grab candy, and we would just have fun that way. We didn't have to get up and get the door all the time. We'd get radio or whatever going in the background and then just see the families and all that stuff. We did that. I just don't know. It's gonna be cold as we get going tonight. So I don't know if we're going to do that or not. Or I might just play something, play a video game or watch a scary movie or watch sports.
Sit out and just play guitar.
Yeah, I could just sit out and play guitar.
Strum it in the driveway.
People be like, "What? Who's this guy pretending
to
be?
What are you going
to
play? I don't know.
I don't play. I'm actually just dressed up as a guitar player.
I do own a guitar.
Yeah, bad. Hey, I do know Twinkle Twinkle. I know Twinkle Twinkle. And Silent Night, 30%. Maybe 40. Getting better. Stickman taking my daughter out trick-or-treating, so plan on leaving this out. What is this? Don't care how much candy you take, but if you have a hot single mom, leave her number. Love your future dad.
Whoa.
That's what you're leaving, Stickman? That's what you're leaving? I don't know. I don't trust. Do you trust kids that they would just take one piece?
No, I mean, they're kids.
They're going to take a handful.
I think you get a mix of kids that just, bowl of candy, I'm going to take two handfuls or an armful. And
yeah.
You have a kid's like, I'll take one to be nice, but I'm going to take another one because, you know, I want two. And then there's kids like, I want three pieces of candy.
What would you do?
Well, it depends. If it's, you know, if it's a bowl of candy and it's like two of, it's just two different candies and you just pick one, that's, you know, I'll pick one what I want. But if it's like a mixture of different things, I'm going to go picking in and around and getting a handful of what I want.
We used to do, I think we're doing it again this year. My wife would buy little miniature, we went all out because our neighborhood goes all freaking out for Halloween. So we bought these little miniature Play-Dohs. But you can only buy so many of them, right? They're expensive.
People start asking questions.
But we became like, hey, that's the Play-Doh. And all the kids rubbed. Do you have any more of the Play-Dohs left in there? We kind of liked it. So we were like, let's do it again. I don't know if we're going to do it again this year because those go fast. And then all the kids come up and they're like, where's the Play-Doh? I'm like, you snooze, you lose, little goblin.
Tell your parents to buy you some.
My problem is with like the Halloweens and stuff, like when they're too creepy, like really creepy, and they're little older kids, I'm kind of like, you get one. But then when you get the cute little Monsters, Inc. guys and girls running up and you're just like, dude.
Half the costume's like falling off and in pieces.
Yes.
Like, you didn't really try.
No, I love, like, it's just, you could have all of it. Just here's the bag. You know, you get those with the really cute little outfits. It's the ones that are freaky and they got eyes falling out. And I'm not like against that stuff. It's just like, you're like four, dude. It's like, why are you wearing that kind of thing? Angel, let's get going. Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini. We're getting song requests.
I'll listen to it first.
Okay, yeah. We gotta trust.
Please be radio approved music.
Yeah. Okay, so are we taking... We're taking requests then. There's one if it's good. Make sure it's clean. And we'll fire it off. We'll do Halloween tunes. Pete and Laramie. Can't spell communism without CSU. Go Pokes. Is that Micah texting in?
That's pretty harsh.
That's pretty harsh. It's good. I like it. Rivalry. It's Halloween. It's rivalry weekend. It's like a week of hatred. It's beautiful. Houdini, it's clean. Another texter confirming on that. So it's clean, Angel. We can go with that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I want to hear it. Your favorite rivalry, if you're a Colorado-ish. And again, yeah, Wyoming, you're in there. We talk Wyoming. We talk to our boy Cody Tucker. He's our Cowboys insider. There's none like that, dude. So I want to hear where you guys are leaning on this. I got a lot of CSU Rams listeners. So I'm guessing we're going to see Colorado State. Oh, Broncos Raiders just went back up. We got a battle here. Colorado State, Colorado is still number one. I'm shocked by that because I feel like we have a lot of diehard Rams fans that know the real rivalry is Colorado State, Wyoming. But now it's Broncos Raiders at second place, Colorado State Wyoming in third, Avalanche Red Wings, Nuggets Lakers moving up, Broncos Chiefs. I didn't put Broncos Chargers in there either. I just don't. I viewed it more as a rivalry when it was Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson and Antonio Gates, but I don't view it as much now. Same with like CSU Air Force. I just think there are bigger rivalries to me personally. I put my personal favorites up there. If you guys have something else, you can write it in. But those are the ones. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Okay, yeah. Disco don't open. Yeah, that's it. Let that go. And it ain't till forgot about that. Party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10. Right before the fun was about to I've heard this. It's a good tune. Out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere. Cause I like the groove to that, man. That's a good one. Well done, Dixon. That was a good suggestion. Texter, hey, texter from the 678, you are becoming a Hall of Famer by texting. I love it when you get involved in the show like this, but now we need a nickname. Put your signature, there's a way to do this, Angel. Ready? Explain this with me. You got to text in, the text line. You got to text the text line, 888-530-0043. When you first text that number, write in KFKA. And you essentially subscribe. Nothing changes. We're not sending you anything. But it allows our system to save you. Not save you. But we can then go in and edit the number and just write your nickname in. If you don't do that, that's fine. Just put a signature at the end of every text you fire off. Some of you are already saved. You don't have to do that. And some of you aren't. So if you want to be saved by Angel, think about that one for a minute. Then
put that on.
Then text in 888-530-0043. Text KFKA to that number first, or at any time, I guess, and then we'll be able to save it. But if not, just write in your signature line there. But 678 saying, what about the Ram Falcon trophy? That doesn't excite a rivalry. It's your best pal Brady? Wait. Your name's Brady, or it's your best pal, comma Brady? Because it could be anything. No, it's not that the rivalry doesn't do anything for me, Angel. It's just it's not one of my tops, and I only wanted to put in so many. And there's only like a word limit on X, so I'm thinking about that, too, because I copy and paste the poll question to X, and then I can't get all the selections in, so I change it. Comma Brady, LOL. Who is this, 678? Now I got to know. Who is this? Now you're messing with me, but I love the texts. They're great. No, I wanted to put in like my top six or seven rivalries in there and see ultimately who your favorite rivalry game is in the area. And I'm back, Colorado State, Colorado. That's the one. That's the one that you guys are just like, wow, that's the rivalry for me. We're going with that one 100%. All right, Angel, what did we get in the NFL trade deadline stuff? Minnesota make a move for a quarterback or what?
They did. They are the Vikings are trading for Cardinals quarterback Josh Dobbs following Kirk Cousins' season-ending injury.
Man, I kept hearing Jameis Winston might be a possibility there for Minnesota. So what does that mean for Arizona's situation then? I mean, is Kyler...
It's either Clayton Toon or Kyler Murray.
Is he supposed to come back relatively soon or what?
Been practicing.
So they felt good about it, I guess, and said that's the way we're going to go. Let's go for it. No, nothing crazy right now on the trade deadline situation. Nothing from the Broncos camp at this stage. Bengals not expected to move T. Higgins. That was one that was popping up. Vikings not going to trade Daniel Hunter. That was one, I suppose. Nothing out there. Like, great. We got a couple hours away until the trade deadline, And I don't know. Are the Broncos going to actually trade Jerry Jeudy? I still think it's a big possibility. I mean, these deals can go on for a while. These talks can go on up until the deadline mark. They might even be done. It's just we're not releasing it just yet. So we'll keep our eyes and ears on that one for sure. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Which rivalry do you enjoy or care about the most? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Rams fans. Broncos Raiders just pulled in front. That's the one. That's the one that melts your heart. You love to hate it and hate to love it. Broncos Raiders leading in our poll at thewholeshow.com. All right, let's take a quick break. I'll wrap up. And we'll get done with this hour. We got the Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza coming up in the second hour of the program. So looking forward to that conversation. Give me some Halloween songs, on top of the poll question today. That was a good suggestion by you, Dixon. Forgot about that tune, or I'm just terrible with titles. That's a solid suggestion. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043.
Basketball, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Ah, the Ghostbusters theme. Dude, it doesn't get much better than this.
Strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Best thing about this song is that this was the 80s, man. When they wrote songs for the movie, and you could have the movie would make you think about the song would come on and make you think about the movie. It was great cross promotion. You don't see enough of it nowadays. I want to see, what's the new Exorcist movie that just came out? Let's make a theme song for that and play that on the radio, man. Something fun and lively. Just something that really says, hey, go watch this movie. They did Will Smith tried to bring that back, bless his soul. He tried to bring it back because he did Men in Black. He did Wild Wild West. So he was, trying to come up with music and music videos that would correlate with the movie and everything. It was a beautiful time, Angel. You just don't see it enough. Stickman says, Halloween theme by John Carpenter. Yeah, that's a good one. And I did figure it out. I got it. I solved the riddle. My mystery texter. Big Hub. We'll call him that for now. But my guy, Ellison Hubbard. He played for the Colorado State Rams. He was our very first NIL radio show. Had so much fun doing that show with this guy, an amazing human being. And I just wish him all the best, man. Love that he's listening. You're in Georgia then, right? Big Hub still, yeah? See, that just goes to show you, Angel. You can listen to the show anywhere. You can listen to it in Colorado, throughout the state, up in Wyoming, all the way over to Georgia. Love it. So Big Hub. That's a Hall of Famer right there. No doubt about it. First Advantage. Text line 888-530-0043. And I want your thoughts on the rivalry question. Which rivalry do you enjoy or care about the most? That poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. And I want to hear it. Broncos Raiders now officially in the lead. Colorado State, Colorado next. Then Colorado State, Wyoming. Avalanche, Red Wings, Nuggets, Lakers, Broncos, Chiefs, Air Force, Navy, and nobody cares about Air Force, Army. And I mean that in a football sense. People certainly care about our men and women in the Air Force and the Army, just maybe not the football game as much. It's the best way I can spin it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So we'll be tracking the NFL stuff throughout the day today, but really it's not sexy. Nothing big here. The biggest one so far is what Angel mentioned moments ago. Vikings acquiring quarterback Joshua Dobbs. Getting him from the Cardinals, as the Cardinals are probably thinking that they got their guy back. So they're ready to go that route. I'm kind of shocked. I mean, if you're Minnesota, does that give you a lot of confidence going forward? Like, that's the guy? You're 4-4 right now. Or do you think that, hey, it's a lost cause now without Kirk Cousins? Do we think we can make a realistic push to the playoffs, or do we want to fizzle this bad boy out so we can get a draft pick, maybe replace that Kirk Cousins at quarterback situation? Because he'd be a free agent at the end of the year.
What if we're not seeing a ton of big moves because the top 5-6 teams are already pretty set? And if you want to go into the conspiracy, you don't need to trade for anybody. We have all of our pieces here. The script has been written.
Oh, here you go again.
Here you go.
Here you go. You're doing the whole thing.
The Chiefs don't need anyone. The Dolphins don't need anyone. The Eagles, Niners, Cowboys don't really need anyone.
Chiefs need a wide receiver.
The Ravens don't need much.
Chiefs need Jerry Jeudy, but they won't cross-trade in the division. They need Jerry Jeudy. I mean, again, it's not likely to happen because you just don't really see a lot of trades within the division.
It's a little too late to add things to the script at this point.
You're going all in on this thing, aren't you?
It's just becoming more and more real, I guess. Oh, Jalen Ramsey comes back and then gets an interception in his first game? Come on.
That should be good for you.
No, I think it's great, but come on.
It'd leak. If it was really a script, it would leak at some point.
Great, I'm going to pay you millions of dollars to not void this contract, okay?
I still think people would screw it up. Would screw it up if it was a real conspiracy. What's not a conspiracy is the Colorado State-Wyoming game. I think that game's going to be freaking awesome this Friday. We got the Jack Howell Show coming up next. Thanks to our friends at Crazy Carl's Pizza. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.